Let's open with a word of prayer. Father, it's so good to be with your people. It's so good to see brothers and sisters praising your name. Lord, we thank you for blessing Pastor Jaime. And we do continue to pray for that good work in El Salvador. And really all throughout the world. And Lord, we ask for you to meet us here today. That we would know that you want to hear from us. And that you love us so very, very, very much. So guide us as we look at your word this morning. And may it minister to each of us. And Lord, if there's any here today who do not know you yet, do not know you, Lord Jesus, as their Savior. If there's any here today who are not sure they're going to be in heaven when they take their last breath, that this morning would be the day of their salvation. Lead us in this service, Lord. In Jesus' name. Amen. We're going to be in the Gospel of Luke today. And would you please stand? I'm going to have Lucina read verses 12 and 13 of chapter 5. Let's stand and hear the Word of God. Verses 12 and 13.
Lucas 5, 12 y 13. Dice así: Y aconteció que estando Jesús en una de las ciudades, he aquí, había allí un hombre lleno de lepra. Y cuando vio a Jesús, cayó sobre su rostro y le rogó, diciendo: Señor, si quieres, puedes limpiarme. Extendiendo Jesús la mano, lo tocó, diciendo: Quiero, sé limpio. Y al instante la lepra lo dejó.
You may be seated. How many of you feel like you mess up all the time and the Lord probably doesn't want to hear from you? We have a great verse here for you today. We have the story of a desperate leprous man with no hope coming to Jesus. We see that he was full of leprosy. Leprosy is no longer a dreaded disease today. But at the time of Jesus, it was the worst disease. It would start off as a small sore under your skin. And you couldn't even see it as you looked at it. But it would begin to grow. It would begin to spread. It would begin to eat the body around it. And eventually there would be all kinds of problems. You would have sores and pus and putrid smell around your body. As it continued to spread, your gums would recede and your teeth would fall out. A person's nose and ears would come off. Your fingers and your toes would fall off. Until finally leprosy would kill the body. There was no known cure for leprosy. And leprosy was very contagious. So if you had leprosy, you would have to go out of the town into a leper colony. You would never be able to hold your wife again or your children again. And if you had to be out of the leper colony, you would have to say, unclean, unclean. And people thought that you had leprosy because there was sin in your life. So they were not kind to lepers. Some of the religious leaders would throw rocks at lepers. So if you had leprosy, it was the worst thing you could have. Now, because it was contagious, the leper was not to come into a crowd. And so today's story is very remarkable. Because here we have a man full of leprosy. And he comes into the presence of Jesus. And the crowd of people that must have been there must have been startled. What's he doing here? Get him out of here. He's a leper. And it was the law not to touch a leper. Because when you touched a leper, you would be contaminated. And it would be a way for the leprosy to spread to you. So everybody would stay away from the leper. But we see that the leper comes here and he falls at Jesus' feet and he worships him. And he begs him. He says, Lord, if you are willing, make me clean. Now, can Jesus do anything? Yes, we believe Jesus can do anything. But do you believe he will do something for you? I know he can do anything. But will he do what I want him to do for me? I believe the leper had great faith. I believe the leper who nobody wanted. Everybody hated. He was the lowest of the low. He was untouchable. And yet he comes to Jesus. Believing that Jesus can heal him. Although we don't have any other record in the Bible of a leper, a Jewish leper, being healed. So maybe no leper had been healed at that point. I don't know. But here the leper says, I believe you can heal me, Jesus. If you are willing. So Lord, if you are willing, make me clean. So put yourself in the position of a leper for just a moment. The Bible says that leprosy is a type of sin. A picture of sin. And since the Bible says we have all sinned, there is none righteous, no, not one. In that sense, we're all lepers. And do you remember when the Lord healed you of your leprosy? When he came into your heart and forgave you your sin. How many of you remember that? Wasn't that a happy day?
No fue ese un día muy feliz.
Oh, happy day. My sins are forgiven.
Mis pecados han sido perdonados.
I'm no longer a leper.
Yo no soy leproso.
He's healed me.
Él me ha sanado.
So we were all lepers once, weren't we?
Así que todos nosotros fuimos leprosos alguna vez, ¿o no?
So since we're all healed, we don't sin anymore, right?
Así que como todos nosotros hemos sido sanados y perdonados, no pecamos más, ¿cierto?
No. I still sin. I sin more than you. But I know the Lord will forgive me of my sin. But here in this story, we see this leper coming to Jesus. He's really would think, well, Jesus doesn't want to see me. Jesus would never want to be around me. The law says he should never touch me. But I believe if he's willing, he will heal me. And so as we read in the scripture here, what did Jesus do? Verse 13, would you read that, Lucina? Jesus put out his hand and touched him.
Jesús extendió la mano y lo tocó.
Amazing.
Asombroso.
A leper was not to be touched.
Porque un leproso no podía ser tocado.
But notice, we see that Jesus had compassion on the leper.
Pero noten aquí que Jesús tenía compasión por el leproso.
Does Jesus love everybody?
Jesús amaba a todo el mundo.
Yes, he does.
Sí, él ama a todo el mundo.
He loves the healthy people.
Él ama a la gente que está saludable.
And he loves the sick people.
Y él ama también a la gente que está enferma.
He loves the people who are holy.
Él ama a la gente que es santa.
And he loves the sinner.
Y también ama a los pecadores.
He loves everyone.
Él ama a todos.
And you know, the Bible does not say anywhere where Jesus ever says no to someone who comes to him. Anyone that comes to him sincerely and humbly, saying, help me, Jesus never says no. Does he say no to you? How many of you often feel like you're so bad that Jesus wouldn't want to hear from you? Jesus wouldn't want to be around me. I've messed up again. I have a couple of areas in my life I keep continually messing up in. And he forgives me. But then I find myself messing up again. And I think, oh, he's going to be mad at me. He's going to be offended at me. Do you feel that? That's not true. Jesus wants to hear from you. So he reached out and touched the leper. And the people must have gone, oh, wow. Oh, no, he's going to be contaminated. He's going to get leprosy. But then Jesus did something else. He, as he touched him, said, I am willing, be cleansed. I am willing. Jesus is willing.
Jesús quiere.
And And then he said those two unbelievable words, be cleansed. Can you imagine what that leper must have felt when Jesus said, be clean? That those words in the original language mean a command, be clean. Jesus is giving an order. I am willing, you be clean. I am willing, you be clean. So when you come to the Lord saying, if you're willing, Lord, you can cleanse me. Lord, if you're willing, you can take away my pornography. Jesus says, I'm willing, stop it. Well, Lord, if you're willing, you can take away my lying, my not telling the truth. Lord says, I'm willing, stop lying. Lord, if you're willing, you can take away my use of drugs or alcohol. The Lord says, I'm willing, stop drinking, stop taking drugs. Or, Lord, if you're willing, you can stop me from any adultery. The Lord says, I'm willing, stop it. Or, Lord, if you're willing, help me to love my wife. And he says, I'm willing, love your wife. So the Lord said, be clean. Now he's telling the leper to do something that's utterly impossible without Jesus. He's giving a command that cannot be done without Jesus' power. Now, is Jesus limited in power? Does he run out of power? Says, oh, today I don't have the power to heal you. No, he never runs out of power. So Jesus is saying, be clean. And he's giving this command, and through Jesus' power, it will be done. If the leper will obey. Will the leper cooperate and obey? Will he agree that this can be done, that Jesus can do it? And that Jesus will do it for him? Or will he say, well, I don't think so. I don't see how you could cure me of this leprosy just by you saying it. No, I don't think you can do it. Then Jesus won't. So, this is the same thing that's happening to you and me today. We come to him. We say, Lord, if you're willing, help me with this problem I have. And he will say, I'm willing, stop it. And now you've got a choice to make. Are you going to believe him? That he will give you the power to stop it? Or are you going to say, no, I don't think so. You don't know how difficult this problem is for me. I know you could do it for somebody else. I know you have done it for others. But I don't think you could do it for me. Then he won't. But if you believe that he will, then he will. So think right now, what one or two things in your life you want to just ask him today. Lord, if you're willing, take this away. And hear him say, I'm willing. Now stop it. And stand on that today. Stand on that. Stand on that promise today. Believing that he can do it. You have come to him in good heart and good faith. And in the case of this leper, absolutely desperate. And so what do we read next in this verse? It says, immediately he was healed. Immediately the leprosy left him. So this is so encouraging to me. That Jesus wants to hear from me. And that my sin doesn't make him mad. It's not an offense to him where he says, I don't want to hear from you. But he wants to hear from you. He wants to hear from me. And I believe by the power of the Spirit working in you right now, that there are many here this morning who can have victory over some sin in their life. So let's just take a second here and let's just ask the Lord, whatever sin is in your life, you don't have to say it out loud. Jesus already knows. Let's just ask the Lord, Lord, if you're willing, take away whatever it is. Let's do that right now for a few seconds. Lord, if you're willing, take away my sin. And Lord, I know your answer is, I am willing, stop sinning. And so, Lord, each one here today, may they be given victory over the sin that they prayed for. In Jesus' name. Now you may say, well, okay for today. I think I can get through today, but what about tomorrow? What about next week? What about next month? Don't go there. If you try to think about forever, you just get paralyzed, really. But a day at a time, know the Lord will give you victory. He says, don't worry about tomorrow. Tomorrow's problems will take care of themselves. He'll be there tomorrow for you. And guess what? He's coming back soon. One day there'll be no tomorrow. He's either coming today, or tomorrow, or soon. One day at a time. Continue to ask him for victory. And then we know what happens. Pretty soon you may say, hey, I'm not having that problem anymore. And we can think back on those things, can't we? You remember when you came to the Lord, maybe you were not using nice language. And maybe you asked the Lord to take away that bad language. That happened to anybody? One, two, three, well, more, yeah. And guess what? Over time, then pretty soon, you're not using it anymore, right? Or whatever the sin is. Because he wants you to live the right way. Because he loves you so much. So will you feel free to go to Jesus? Will you know that he wants to hear from you? And do you believe that he will heal you? So you can just ask him those questions. Lord, if you're willing, heal me. And go to this scripture and read it. It's in the Gospel of Matthew, word for word in the Gospel of Mark, and here in the Gospel of Luke. This story is in all three Gospels. It's an important story of victory. Jesus touching something that's untouchable. And when Jesus touches you, he doesn't get defiled by you. He cleanses you. Jesus did not get leprosy. But he cleansed the leper. Jesus does not take my sin in the effect of becoming a sinner. But he forgives my sin. And he gives me victory. He wants me to live in joy, in peace, and in fruitfulness. Now, as this story continues, Jesus tells the leper, go, show yourself to the priest. For two reasons. This was part of the law at that time. One, it was to confirm that you've been cleansed. So go show yourself to the priest. And he will confirm that you're cleansed. And I believe the second reason was for a testimony. To testify that the Lord has healed him. To tell this great miracle of healing. And I think that's the same thing for you and for me. Having been healed from our sin, tell somebody how good he is. Tell them of the good news of Jesus Christ. What he's done for you. I want to tell them what he's done for me. That he loves me so much. That he'll reach out and touch me no matter what. And his touch on me and I'm healed. And I know that I'm created like him. Is God eternal? Are you created in his image? Are you eternal? Yes, in soul and spirit. And in your glorified body, which you will get after you die. So the good news is that Jesus gives us eternal life, right? And only Jesus. And only through Jesus. Only through believing what he's done for us. But then it's a decision, isn't it? It's a decision that we would trust him and give our lives to him, right? Where we recognize we're sinners. We recognize our wretchedness. And that we have no hope. And recognizing the Bible says there's only two places we can spend eternity. One place we call heaven to be with him forever. And it's so glorious the Bible doesn't even describe it to us, really. Other than being beyond explanation. It's better than we can describe. And he wants every one of us with him there. He wants none to be lost, but all to come to repentance, doesn't he? And the other possibility is a place we call hell. That's the place prepared for the devil and the fallen angels. It's called eternal torment. Where the worm does not die and the fire is not quenched. Both places are eternal. Both places are forever. And God lets us choose where we want to be. He does not send us to heaven if we don't love him and don't want to be with him. He doesn't send anybody to heaven or to hell. He will honor our choice. And I need to choose to be with him. If I don't choose to be with him, then I'm choosing to be away from him. That's what the Bible says. The good news of the gospel is that he has paid the price that we can be with him forever. So that's what we want to share with others. I see a lot of you nodding yes. But I always like to give the opportunity. If there's anyone here today who's not sure they're going to be with Jesus forever. If there's anyone here today who has not asked Jesus into their heart. If there's anyone here who's not really confessed their sin to him. Then today would be the day of salvation for you.
Entonces, hoy es el día de salvación.
And if any of you are feeling kind of a pounding, kind of a, the Spirit working on you, listen carefully. He's calling you. He wants you to make that commitment to Him today. To invite Him into your heart. Something like, Lord, come into my heart. I recognize I'm a sinner. And I believe that you came to save me. So come into my heart and dwell in my heart. I want you in me forever. And if you do that, He will come in. Just like if you say, Lord, if you're willing, make me clean. He says, I am willing, be clean. So now, if there's anyone here who has not received Jesus, here's what I'm going to ask you to do. In just a few minutes, I'm going to ask you to stand up if you haven't received Jesus and you want to receive Him today, because here's what the Bible says. The Bible says, if you profess me before men on earth, I will possess you in heaven. And I believe that anyone who has Jesus should make a public profession that they have Jesus in their heart. So if that's you, I would like for you to stand, if there's anyone here, to stand, and we'll pray for you. And while you're contemplating that, I'd like to have a closing song, if we could. You think about that, and at the end of that song, I'm going to ask anyone to stand. If you haven't received Jesus, or if there's a question in your mind about your position with Him, I don't want anyone to leave here with questions. So during this song, let us be in prayer for anyone here or just a name that you have who's not here that may not know the Lord. Let's pray for them.
Holy, holy, holy.
Father, we thank you for hearing our cry, Lord. And Lord, if there's anyone here today who has not yet received you as Savior, I pray you would prompt them to stand right now and we'll pray for them. So would you stand? Making your profession for Jesus. Lord, we thank you for meeting us here. We thank you for what you're doing in each of our hearts right now. And Lord, I pray that every one of us are right with you. That it can be said that we know you, Lord Jesus. And more importantly, that you know us. We have this relationship with you. We're in constant touch with you. As you dwell in our hearts, as we surrender ourselves to you, and as we make a practice of coming to you, Lord, if you are willing, make me clean. Knowing that you will answer, I am willing, be cleansed. Thank you, Lord, for your promise. Bless each one here today. Those who have made commitments earlier, those who are making commitments now, and any commitments in the future to be made. We lift up those in our family and those associates who may not know you. Pray that today would be the day of their salvation. We ask this in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.